This is not just information to tickle your ears or to astound you or to grab your attention, but rather to urge you to realize the times that we are in. And it's time to prepare the way of the Lord, to make straight paths for your feet. Thanks for joining us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Get the book, Seduction of the Saints. You will not be disappointed.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster as we explore what is really going on in the world today. Now, at the present time, over in Spain, north of Barcelona there's a meeting of the Bilderbergers. And, of course, you can't understand anything going on in the world today unless you understand that there are small groups of people here in the United States, primarily the Bilderbergers, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, the front organizations for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891. These are the people who really control our government, control both political parties, control the Fed, the banking system, the educational system, control both branches of government, and it's really, you have to understand that they really are making things happen. Now, there are lots of other parallel organizations all working towards the same ultimate goal, which is establishment of a one-world government. They're all subversive because, of course, they swear to uphold our Constitution. They're working to destroy this nation, destroy our freedom, create a feudalist society, and merge us into a one-world government. But right now, let's go to Bob and get his views on what's going on. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, I'm lasting.
All right. Well, tell us now. I understand that you had a chance to talk to Jim Tucker, a mutual friend of ours, who was over there in Spain at the Bilderberger meeting. What are they deciding about our future? Because these are the people who rule the world. But simply, what are they deciding at the present time?
Well, the first thing Jim said was that they were very concerned about the nationalist who had discovered all of the things that they have planned, and they were telling the world about it. And of course, these people didn't want the world to know about it, and so that was very disconcerting. That's sort of an extension of what Brzezinski had to say almost a month ago in Montreal at the CFR meeting, Council on Foreign Relations meeting. And so I think that that was an important point to them. And as a matter of fact, Jim said a number of people had not shown up. Brzezinski was one of them. Whether he arrived or not, I don't know. We'll find out when Tucker has his reports, as well as Danny Eslin. And so that was one of the top things. Secondly, that they're strongly for an invasion of Iran.
They'll come up with a false flag operation of some sort after Israel invades Iran. Why, they'll come up with a false flag operation. Maybe they'll slip a battle, sink a carrier or something like that, kill a few thousand Americans. They don't care. They manipulate the American people, and patriotism would drive us into a war with Iran, a war that they've created. And whether the Iranians sink the ship, whether the Americans sink the ship, from the point of view of the American people, it'll be the same, because they find it so difficult to believe that they would kill hundreds or thousands of Americans to fulfill their dream of bringing about this war, which they hope, along with the collapse of the world economy, is going to bring about this world government. And they've been planning on this thing for hundreds of years. In fact, these modern-day secret societies are extensions of the ancient mystery religions. Fortunately, Bob has been following them for a long time, so have I. So we're going to be back here in just a minute as we begin to talk about the Bilderberger meeting, the fact that they're collapsing the economy of Europe, and then eventually the entire world. Well, Bob, you go right ahead.
Some of the other items were that even though global warming had been exposed as a fraud, they still wanted to push it, and the carbon tax, and that's reflected in the speeches that the American president had made recently about just that subject. And the subject was that we should have a carbon footprint tax, as they call it. And so that was another item that they were pursuing. They also talked about under any circumstances they had to save the euro. And they know darn right well it's not really savable now, because they really messed the whole thing up in the way that they exposed Greece, which had had these problems for years. And so they tried something and it didn't work again. And in doing those kind of things, and our attitude toward exposing them is making them make decisions which are not good ones. And every time they make a bad decision, the fallout's terrible. I mean, this thing in Europe, you know, well, what are we talking about? $2 or $3 trillion to bail out the countries that have problems? And I think Germany's going to come back, and he's going to say, they're going to say, it's illegal for us to do that, so we can't give you our $200 billion. And so those are some of the top items, but there was more to that, but I talked to him on Friday, so what went on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and what they get reports back on, I don't know.
Well, I think it's the important things I would think would be the war with Iran, certainly the collapse of the European economy, which they're doing everything they can, continuing with this carbon tax, cap and trade, which, of course, is designed to destroy the industrial foundation of Western civilization. You take away the electricity, you're not going to have, you know, an industrialized society. And these, if you look at these stipulations on the cap and trade, why it's going to force, you know, to give up the use of fossil fuels to generate electricity, and we'll be fine as long as the wind blows and the sun shines, only it'll be so expensive we won't be able to afford the electricity. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Bob. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're certainly talking with Bob Chapman about what the elitists who run the world decided at the recent Bilderberger meeting, and we'll be knowing a lot more about that certainly in a week or so when Jim Tucker gets back. But they intend upon the war with Iran, certainly destroying the economy of Europe, the cap and trade bill, the so-called carbon tax, which will, of course, raise up the price of electricity so high we won't be able to afford it. But the ultimate goal, of course, is the one world government. Well, if you'd like to talk to Bob about what's going on economically and financially, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Bob, they certainly played games with gold this last week. How did it end up today? It looked to me like it really finished very, very strong, as well as silver.
Well, we had a spot price of $1,239.30 up $23.10, and the outside month was up $25.10, a couple of bucks higher. Silver was up 86 cents on the spot, and it was up 88 cents in July. If I had to guess, I would say tomorrow gold and silver will move higher, gold breaking out to a new high, and I expect that silver will follow. You know, the physical market is just overwhelming them. They don't have any physical to sell. They're using derivatives. And, you know, they went in the market last week because of the dreadful, and I mean really dreadful, employment report. Because if you do the arithmetic, you find it was a net loss of 31,000 jobs. And that signals that there is no turnaround in unemployment. It's just going to get worse. And my figures at the moment are 22.38%. I think...
Now, that's 22.38% unemployment, and that is the U6 unemployment, taking out the birth-death ratio, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I see it going up here to 23.75%, maybe by August, maybe into August, but maybe by August. So we're only looking at a couple, well, 3 months to the end of August. And I think during that time, to the surprise of most all of the people who think they're experts, gold and silver are going to hit new highs.
Well, my understanding of it really isn't any gold and silver, at least for coinage over in Europe. It's very, very hard. Or people over there who are frantically trying to get, you know, something solid, because they realize, of course, the European currencies could go under very, very readily. They understand, you know, that as the European currency is a make-believe fiat money system, they want something tangible. My understanding is they're really having real difficulty getting gold and silver coins. Is that true?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. I was just saying.
Okay, I thought you went down.
No.
Yes, they are. And this has been going on for about 3 months. And I've had people like in cities like Zurich and Frankfurt tell me that people line up in front of the coin stores at 4 in the morning. You know, people normally go to work there 6, 6:30, 7 o'clock. It's early. And they take a long lunch usually. Depending upon what part of Europe you're in, but anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. And so they usually work till 5 or 6 at night. And so they put in a pretty long day. But anyway, I know I lived there. I did that. And I think that the Rand refinery in South Africa doubled their production and sent the coins to Europe. The Philharmonics in Austria were doubled. The biggest coin dealers in Europe have no product.
Somebody's calling.
And the situation's no better today than it was 6 or 8 weeks ago. And the people in China and in Greece are both paying about $1,720 an ounce for gold. This is bullion coin. And the same coin in the U.S. would be, what, I don't know, $1,300. So it's quite a premium there, and they're willing to pay it.
Sure. Well, of course, you know, when you
remember when people were telling me that the Indians from India would not increase the amount of money that they wanted to spend on gold at $600 an ounce. And now what are we looking at? Double that.
Sure. Well,
and
I think that
so there's big interest all over the world, and this is what they can't cope with. They just can't cope with it.
Well, people are beginning to find out that we have a fiat money system, that banks create money out of nothing, that governments create money out of nothing, that in studying the history of past paper money systems, they have all collapsed, and the one we're involved in is in the process of collapsing today, which will mean that people who are invested in paper money or paper money-related assets will simply be impoverished, and the vast majority of the American people will certainly live out their twilight years living in abject poverty. Certainly, if you are invested in anything related to dollars in a pension fund, in annuities, CDs, certainly bonds, stocks, why, these will eventually be destroyed. This is exactly what they're doing. And what we're seeing today is the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever taken place. The Federal Reserve System is giving money to all sorts of banks throughout the world, and nobody knows what they're doing. But we become responsible for what they're doing. We'll pay for it, but we're not allowed to know what they're doing because they are the elite. They're the people who rule the world. They're above, of course, being answerable to us as common people. Well, Bob, certainly, when do you anticipate the price of gold? I mean, people are talking about as much as $2,000 an ounce for gold. Could it really get that high?
Well, we may have a shot at $1,500, $1,600 in here. And, you know, I'm talking about in the next month. During a time of year that historically gold has not gone up that much. Usually summer is a quiet time. But we're living in unusual times. And a lot of these people don't get that. You know, you got to weigh a number of factors in mentally because this is an art form. There's nothing technical or there's nothing scientific really about economics and the analysis of what things are going to do. And so I think we could see $1,500 to $1,600 here, and then in the fall, when things usually get nasty anyway, we could see $2,000, maybe $2,500. It all depends on what's going on. And $2,400 would reflect official inflation since 1980. But the real figure I got is around $7,050. And John Williams has got it at almost $7,500. And I saw a fellow from Switzerland who is an analyst like myself. He's calling for $7,000. So we're in the same ballpark.
So it's only a matter of time before gold does dramatically increase in the prices. The value of our currency steadily declines. Well, let's go to the liar who's calling us from Ohio. Hi, how you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you, Dr. Monteith, and thank you, Mr. Chapman, for your radio program. It's very empowering and informative. I'd like to ask a question to Mr. Chapman, if I may, please. Bob, I would like to ask you a question. Would you please explain in layman terms what exactly does it mean for the average person like myself, lower income bracket, but, you know, is preparing, has like food or junk silver and stuff like that? What exactly does it mean when the Illuminati through the Federal Reserve are going to nationalize the banks? What exactly does that mean for the average person who just said, you know, say only has like 3 months of, you know, of money in the bank? What exactly does that mean for people like us?
Well, not very much, because you got to deal with a bank. You know, you probably write anywhere between 8 and 20 checks a month, and you should write as few checks as possible. You're better off paying cash for things. The overall picture for you is a small one, and it doesn't matter whether you're dealing with one of the 10 surviving banks, which all happen to be owners of the Federal Reserve, or whether you deal with somebody else. They just want to consolidate power. But in that process, if the House and the Senate passes a joint bill, the things that will change in addition to that, which are more onerous actually, are they'll take over the FDIC, and so when it's broke, you know, early next year, they'll just print up money and give it to the people whose bank goes under. They want to take over the SEC, the CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, and they want to take over the controller of the currency and a new agency.
Hold that thought, Bob. Hold that thought. We'll be right back again. Go right ahead, Bob. But what you're basically saying is they can do whatever they want to, and certainly we are simply trapped in this system. Would that be pretty well correct?
Right. Financial dictate.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Would lead the whole world into the world empire, which is why America has troops stationed in 140 nations, 130 to 140 nations throughout the world. And people scratch their heads and say, well, we don't understand that, but I guess it's all right. Or why we still have our troops in Germany and Japan and South Korea, you know, so many years after the war ended. It's because so we can control those governments. You got your troops in a country, you control that government. And they can try to get you out all they want to, but it doesn't do any good. You control, and we do control, most of the countries in the world. And never before in all history has the people who've wanted to create a world government come as close as they have today. So pick up the story, Bob.
Well, you're right. And they always seem to make some fatal mistake. And, of course, we could look back and say it was divine intervention. And it may well have been. But they've really made a mess out of what they've done in the past. And they've had tremendous opportunities to be able to be successful. And so I think they're going to lose again, this time because of talk radio, programs like this, one that Stan has had for so long, and others that Stan is on, and also the Internet, which for all intents and purposes didn't exist more than 20 years ago. And so I find that they've got their work cut out. And the examples that we're seeing here right now is that they've got serious problems. And they're admitting it. And so these problems are continuing to multiply for them. And it's going to be very difficult for them in the future. And I think the whole plan is going to fall apart. And I think they're going to scramble even if they create another war. And I think that the war is not going to do for them what they think. Because there's too many people who know this war that they're trying to create. We've exposed it all. What they've done before. And so with that said, I think that we're going to win.
Well, I certainly hope and pray that you're right. I believe that God is going to determine what's going to happen here, and part of it's going to be whether America is really worth saving from his point of view. As Thomas Jefferson said so well, for I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Well, he's not going to intervene unless, of course, the people of this country, I think, are worthy of his intervention. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And we're living in the most exciting, dangerous times of my life, and I've been around for a long time, because you're seeing the destruction of the economic foundation of this country, and you're being lied to by the media that things are getting better, and no, they're not getting better. I mean, people are losing their homes, more people are losing their jobs, maybe not as many as before, but and certainly there's been a little increase in manufacturing, but of course this is all going to, I believe, come to a roaring stop as the economy of Europe and the economy of China begin to implode. So let's talk briefly with Bob about China, because my understanding now is this miraculous economic miracle we consider in China. This whole thing is beginning to implode. Their housing market's collapsing. Their stock market's collapsing. Their export market's collapsing. What's really going on over there in China, Bob?
Well, it is the way you say it is. And I just got a report today that year on year, sales are down 32% and values are down 20%. And so that's not very good. stock market is down close to 30% of where it was before in October. And I said in September I expected that the market would go down. Didn't say how much, but I thought it would be sufficient, maybe 40-50%. And that's where this thing is headed.
All right, well, you hang on there. This is Dr. Stan. My guest, of course, is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And we're going to be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty as we begin to analyze what is really going on behind the scenes. This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Bob Fletcher, and our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But right now, let's go to our special guest. Of course, that's Bob Fletcher. Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Well, Bob, certainly the market has been down for a couple of days. Friday was down dramatically, down again today. Do you think that it'll rally and get back up again, or do you think we're in the major decline at this point? Is there any way to really tell?
Well, I think that by the end of the summer, we could be looking at 8,500. And I think in the fall, we could see a test of 6,650 on the Dow. And I don't think that's the bottom. I think this time it'll range somewhere between 2,800 and 4,000. And I think it'll get worse later. And so, with the exception of gold and silver shares, you simply don't want to be in the market.
Well, now, some people have even lost some money in gold and silver shares recently, haven't they?
No, they're about the same as they were. They moved up, moved back, move up, move back. And we've had a lot of shorting by the government trying to hold them down because it can't hold gold down and trying to make people think there's nothing wrong when there are dramatic things that are wrong. And so the shares will definitely perform, and they'll perform very, very large way, so to speak. And so I'm a big fan, and always have been, of shares which will far outperform gold and silver bullion. And so I think people should have all four, gold and silver shares, gold and silver bullion, and that gives them some
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bob Chapman. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Bob, I want you to tell us how to get your get in touch with you. If people would like to subscribe to the International Forecaster, let's get your telephone number out and certainly your address, your web page, so that people can reach you and subscribe to the International Forecaster, at least get a trial subscription copy. And I will tell our listeners that I look forward to it. It comes twice a week. I don't know anybody who takes a newsletter who's not very, very pleased with it, but how can people get your newsletter?
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesday and Saturday, usually around 40 pages each time. And then We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. We have a new website address, because we changed this weekend. And so that address is www.intforecaster.com. That is intforecaster.com. Our email address has stayed the same, bob@intforecaster.com. And our toll-free number is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And at any of those places, you can get a free copy. And everything that you need to know about what's going on in the world is in that publication each week.
All right, fine. Of course, our guest then is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We're really analyzing what is taking place as far as our economy is concerned. Now, of course, they're telling us that, oh, my goodness, production is up, our exports are up, is this really true? Are we producing a little bit more? Are exports increasing? And what impact will the collapse of the European economy and the Chinese economy have upon American exports?
Well, I think the imports are going to continue to come at us from China. Although I think that the cost of goods sold by China to the United States is going to increase. The reason being that Chinese workers are demonstrating and there's riots about having higher wages and much higher wages. And so I think we've seen the end of the cheapest of exports to the United States. I think in time they're going to become more expensive. On the other hand, the goods coming in from Europe will be less expensive because the euro's fallen from 150 down to approximately 119. But on the other hand, what you have is Europe is going to have to pay more for imports and higher oil energy prices, which is very important. So the euro is going to generate more production and services to be sold elsewhere throughout the world. In the United States, just the opposite is going to happen. And the higher dollar is going to keep the cost of the incoming goods down for the time being. But I do not think that we are going to see the dollar stay where it's at for a long time. I just don't think it's in the cards.
And you think the dollar is going to fall then before too long?
Right.
All right, well, let's go to Ruby, who's calling us from Live Oak. Hi, Ruby. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, Dr. Stan.
Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, this may seem like a strange question. I was wondering if Bob, I mean, I'm sure he knows about all the banks in the world and everything and which ones are good, and this may not even be an appropriate question to ask, but I'm not too terrifically happy with my bank, and I'm thinking about changing banks, and I just wondered if Bob knew of any, I've been to a few banks right here in the Santa Cruz area that I'm thinking about changing to, but I don't know if it's a good idea to go to a local bank. Are they going to get bought out? I don't, my bank, Washington Mutual, got bought out by Morgan Chase, and I don't like it, and I want to change to another bank. But I don't know whether that's a safe thing for me to do right now.
Well, J.P. Morgan Chase is not going to go out of business. They are the largest owner of the Federal Reserve System. Mm-hmm. And so, consequently, it's as safe as a bank can get. But if you want to get information, all you have to do is email us. That's bob@intforecaster.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll send you the places you can go to in the Internet to get ratings on the banks.
Okay.
Would that be the Weiss ratings that you're
speaking? If you want to go to another one that's in your area that's got a good reputation and is more than solvent, then you'll be able to do so.
Well, Chris, we've got branches of Bank of America here. We have Co-America. Do you know anything about Co-America at all?
No.
All right, fine. Well, Bank of America is probably going to be around for a little while, don't you think?
It'll be one of the banks that survive, especially if there's only six. But if there's 20 banks that survive, there'll be a few others.
Okay.
What about Wells Fargo? Is it a good, stable bank?
Well, Wells has got a lot of problems.
Ooh, they do.
But Bank of America has, too.
Yeah, I've heard the Bank of America does.
And Wachovia is problematic.
Okay. Wachovia, I thought they were dead. They closed down here, didn't they?
No, they have national offices.
Okay, fine. Well, anything else, we'll be sure to let you go.
I just wanted Bob's opinion on which banks were good and which banks were not so good, and I'm just kind of thinking about shopping around, that's all.
The best thing to do if you have access to the Internet is to go to the Weiss rating, W-E-I-S-S rating,
mm-hmm.
and they will tell you which banks are good and which ones are in trouble, okay?
Thank you very much.
God bless. And let's go
bye-bye.
Let's go to Dan, who's calling from British Columbia. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Hello, Uncle Stan. Uncle Bob. How are you?
Fine.
Doing fine. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, just a question. Is it possible, because I've just been over in my mind, is it possible for, I know Bob's talking about the elections in the States and all these bums out, that if there's such a war in the Middle East or whatever, that they could suspend elections? Is that possible in the States?
Well, it certainly is.
Because that's, if they're not worried, they all know they're getting the boot. I mean, they're not even going to town hall meetings and stuff. So, yeah, I was just curious if they have a plan, because they are not stupid men. That's for sure. They're very devious. And if they would, there could be a big war, and all of a sudden they have to suspend elections, and then it's a whole different ballgame. So that's all. I just wondered. I'll hang up and just listen to your response, and great. Thanks, guys. Take care.
And let me just once again put our numbers out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And Dan, of course, calling from British Columbia, wondered if the elections could be discontinued if we were at war. But, of course, when we were in the middle of World War II, why we had the elections in 1944, but then they can really do pretty well what they want to, can't they, Bob?
They can, and this is a different time and place. And they weren't trying to get away with now. They didn't try to do that in the Second World War. And they were happy to get the distraction. And it's something that it's hard to discuss with people, those who were left who fought in the war. And there were many of them, although there isn't many left now, as we well know.
Well, if people ever knew the true story of World War II, and it was a brave and courageous Americans went over there thinking they were fighting for freedom without realizing, of course, American corporations were building the weapons for Adolf Hitler, General Motors, Ford, AT&T, IBM was over there. It's that they, oh, we have sent me a letter written by the American ambassador, William Dodd, to ambassador to Curtle House in 1936, asking why the 100 American corporations in Germany were building up the German war machine. Anybody who wants to see it would be glad to send you a copy of that. And, of course, it was not only before the war, it was during the war, when American corporations were providing the weapons that were being used to kill American boys. But we can't let the American people know that any more than we can let them know that all during the Vietnam War, we were financing the Russians, we were financing the North Vietnamese, we were financing the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. As today, we're financing Pakistan, that's financing the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, that's financing Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban, who are killing our boys. Well, right now, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Hi. Want to get Bob's thoughts on credit unions. Are they any stronger than banks or what?
Well, I think everything that's going to be happening will affect credit unions just as negatively as they will banks. The same people want to consolidate everything. And so with that said, you're no safer there than you are anyplace else. And that's why gold and silver related assets are the answer.
Okay. But of course, you're going to need a little bit of money, and the bank, you need to have enough money for 4 to 6 months, something like that. But after over and above that, why, of course, you need to get out of money completely with that. Would you agree with that, Bob?
Well, as much as you can. And completely is not easy, but as much as you can. Right. And we've been preaching that for a long time, and we get 11-year bull market. And it's got a long way to go. We just finished stage number one. There'll be at least 3 stages and maybe as many as 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. Then I wanted to get a take, your guys' take on this situation. Okay, the whole oil disaster. I've heard a lot of different things. One of the things that I heard that sounds pretty, could be true, is that this might be a means for our government to take over control of all offshore drilling, being that places like BP can't do it correctly. With that said, the thought that this was all contrived, I was told that BP is owned by the Rothschilds, and that kind of doesn't jive. You know, if the Rothschilds own BP, how would that, you know, in this whole idea that our government wants to control offshore, you know, control the drilling as well, that just doesn't seem to mix. What are your thoughts on all that?
Bob, why don't you answer that question?
Well, the Rothschilds hold a very high place, like David Rockefeller does, in the hierarchy of the Illuminati. And so this BP disaster, if it was a false flag operation, and I think it was because of the sale of stock by Goldman as well as the president of the company 3 weeks before the event happened, and things like that just don't happen.
Yeah.
And so what they decided to do was probably a number of things. They got a situation that diverts people's thinking. They're thinking about North Korea shooting, torpedoing a South Korean vessel. They think about the terrorist bomber in Times Square, when in fact he was part of a CIA front in Pakistan. Which was another put-up job. And then we have this supposed oil disaster. And it was done for the same reason. They don't care what they do to the environment. They don't care how many people die. And what was Halliburton doing there? They didn't have a contract. And what was Blackwater people doing there? Were they blowing the thing up?
And, you know, there are a lot of interesting things. There's a fellow named Sutherland, and he was the president of British Petroleum, but just a few weeks before the disaster, why he left, he went to work for Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs then promptly sells 46% of their holdings in British Petroleum just a few weeks before this happens. Of course, once it happens, why the stock plummets. So it's almost as if, well, maybe just a coincidence that Goldman Sachs sells all the stock. Mr. Southern just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, one of the 85 or so people who really run at least the North American branch of this group that really run the world. And certainly, and one of the things Bob has brought out, and I think it was Bob, that certainly that they sent SWAT teams to all the other oil rigs out there at the Gulf just after this happened. We don't know why they would have sent SWAT teams. That doesn't make any sense. Have you ever heard anything more about that, Bob?
No. I know that they went out, never heard anything.
Not
and
a
they
word.
Were black. They were Blackwater people.
Well, they were Blackwater people on all the oil rigs out there in the Gulf. And you have to ask yourself why, and if it happened, why is it covered up? Well, anyway, we're out of time here, but anyway, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah. Oh. I just thought, real quick, did you guys see that those two farmer guys who were talking about putting hay on the water? And
yeah, it's very impressive, but because there are much better ways to actually control the oil. They're not doing it. The Netherlands people have rigs that they can suck up all the oil, separate it from the water, and put the water back in and keep the oil. And they're just being blocked from doing it. Oh, they say we couldn't do that. There'll be a little oil in the water you're putting back into the Gulf, or you wouldn't want to put oil into the Gulf. Well, you get rid of 95% of it. Oh, we couldn't do that. We'd be putting oil into the water. It doesn't make any sense. They don't want a solution. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Let's go to Jimmy calling us from Florida. Hi, Jimmy. Do you have a quick question for Bob? Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Bob, go right ahead. Jimmy, go right ahead.
I wanted to ask Bob how much longer he thinks they can keep shorting these mining stocks.
Well, I think...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Who does more talk radio every week than I do, but always a pleasure to have him here. Well, this is the time I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and certainly because of the economy, why we've lost some supporters. People have just lost their jobs, and they've been with us for a long period of time, but a lot of people are hurting. But if you are in a position to help, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. There's a PayPal button there. But anyway, we'd appreciate your help and support. Now, one other thing is our good friend Dr. Dennis Getty, who's heard every Friday afternoon on our program. Dennis is the finest researcher we have, and of course he's had some illness recently. He had to go in the hospital for a pacemaker, and because he has an invalid mother he has to look after, so it cost him a small fortune to have somebody looking after her, and money he really didn't, but he sort of strapped him for funds. Barbara and I have sent some funds to David, pardon me, to Dennis. And if you are in a position to help, you'd like to make out a check to Dennis Cuddy and send it to us at Post Office Box 999 in Soquel, California. That's Post Office Box 999 in Soquel, California, 95073. Why, we'll see it gets to him, and why he'll appreciate it. We just need to keep him on his feet, and hopefully he'll be back before long, but he does need some help. And if you're in a position to help, why, of course, Dennis is, well, one of our very, very good friends and a man we have the greatest respect for, a great patriot who's certainly given up everything in this battle for the survival of Western civilization, because although he has his PhD in Sydney, he's been blacklisted with universities all across the country. Nobody will hire him. Why? Because he tells the truth about what's going on, because he's the finest researcher of this movement to establish a one-world fascist system and the dark spiritual forces behind that. Well, then, of course, we want to mention our latest DVD. It's called The Spectre Haunting America. The Spectre Haunting America. It's a story of vaccines. Really, are they a panacea? Are they a plague? Why should we be concerned about them? Is somebody intentionally trying to hurt our children? The Spectre Haunting America, we recommend it to you. I hate to say it, but it's me talking, but it's got all the documentation there and the information that you need to know so you can speak intelligently on the subject of the Spectre Haunting America. And why are there so many people with allergies and asthma and autism and Alzheimer's disease and dementia and Parkinson's disease and autoimmune disease? Why is it that we don't see this in people who haven't been vaccinated, or very rarely in people who haven't been vaccinated? So much of this story you will never get through the regular channels. The Spectre Haunting America. If you haven't heard our talk on Financial Armageddon or on the Financial Tsunami, both talks, both of them have syllabuses with them. It will help you to understand what's going on and to make your preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead. And understand you need to make all of your regular preparations, but you need to be spiritually prepared, because this is truly a spiritual battle. If you've not yet heard Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series on the Final Countdown. That's the Final Countdown. The DVD series is excellent. We also have the first five talks in a five CD set, a five tape set called the